ample contemplation of the conditions of man's life, but it has recently, at least in France, fallen into a merely technical and decorative stage, which it is perhaps still too harsh to call survival. With a movement of alarm, the wiser or more timid begin to fall a little back from these extremities. They begin to aspire after a more naked narrative articulation, after the succinct, the dignified, and the poetic. And as a means to this, after a general lightening of this baggage of detail, after Scott, we beheld the starveling story once, in the hands of Voltaire, as abstract as a parable, begin to be pampered upon facts. The introduction of these details developed a particular ability of hand, and that ability, childishly indulged, has led to the works that now amaze us on a railway journey. A man of the unquestionable force of M. Zola spends himself on technical successes. To afford a popular flavour and attract the mob, he adds a steady current of what I may be allowed to call the rancid. That is exciting to the moralist, but what more particularly interests the artist is the tendency of the extreme of detail, when followed as a principle, to degenerate into